Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
A project that's been running in Greenwich looking at diabetes care in the practice, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So this was regarding a submission, I think, from Newham to the fund, and it was the implementation of a project called Evidence into Practice, which is supplied by MSD. And it has been shown to be kind of an innovative programme. It has run in Greenwich as a small pilot. And the idea of the programme really is to utilise the resource that's already in a primary care practice. It was designed by a GP who had a special interest in diabetes, who has diabetes himself. So from his perspective, it was how do practices transform guidelines, new clinical evidence, NICE guidelines, local guidelines, and the detail of that into something tangible at practice level. And often the implementation of those guidelines, especially the detail, often gets missed at primary care. So this program has been designed really to help practices work better together as a team so that they can utilise the knowledge and resources at practice level. It's a 12-month program, so there is a facilitator who is trained in project management as well as in the long-term condition that's addressed by the programme. They work very closely with the practice and work through the different elements of the practice. And the idea really is to use the different tools, A, to help the practice identify specific cohorts of patients. So, for example, patients who have a high HbA1c but are on no therapy, have for some reason been missed, often that's the case in most practices. Who are they? How do they see these patients? So they understand who to see, but also the program focuses not quite even say the word. Not
it's just, a tough word.
Yes. Not just on the how and the who to see, but why we should change the current way that we treat patients. So many of the elements of the program actually help them to look at the reasons why they became healthcare professionals in the first place, and therefore creates this kind of burning platform. If we don't change what we do in primary care, we'll just be faced with more of the same. And we found on a small scale that regardless of the baseline characteristics of the practice, so the practice may actually indeed be very good when it comes to treating to quaff and achieving all the points, there is always something to work on. And because it's one at practice level, those individual elements are always improved on over that 12-month period. That's kind of the premise of the programme. There is more detail, but we haven't got time.
So, thanks so much for coming. And I think when I spoke to Junaid about this, the thing that I found really interesting was it was like running a diagnostic for the practice. So you really look down and find those patients who you're missing, and we're missing patients, aren't we, let's be honest, and then actually facilitating the practice as a whole, so all of the members of staff to really understand what the aims are. Is that kind of correct? And where would people go for more information about that if they're interested?
They can contact us at evidenceintopractice@merck.com.
evidenceintopractice@merck.com. Okay, great, thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.